two baskets of figs. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, invaded Judah. King Jehoiakim dropped his allegiance to Egypt and swore his loyalty to Babylon. Several years later, Babylon and Egypt got into a fierce battle. Jehoiakim switched his loyalty back to Egypt. Jeremiah warned him not to do this, but he didn't listen. Once again, Nebuchadnezzar invaded Judah, but this time captured Jerusalem. Jehoiakim was put in chains and taken to Babylon, where he died. His son, Jehoiachin, was made king. Nebuchadnezzar also took things from the temple to put into the temple of his gods. He took the best young men back to Babylon to serve as advisors. Among them was Daniel. Jehoiachin was king for only 3 months when he also rebelled against Babylon. Jeremiah warned him that if he did this, he'd be taken away just like his father. The young king didn't listen. Nebuchadnezzar's army came back, and this time they took all the treasures and gold from the temple. They stripped the city of everything of value, including craftsmen, military men, and scholars. 10,000 people were marched off to Babylon. Among them was Ezekiel. Only the poor were left to oversee the land. Nebuchadnezzar took Jehoiachin to Babylon and put him in prison. His uncle Zedekiah was made king of Judah. After they were gone, God gave Jeremiah a vision. The Lord said, "What do you see?" The prophet said, "I see two baskets of figs. One is full of the most delicious fruit I have ever seen. The other has rotten figs that smell awful." The Lord said, "The people in captivity are like the good figs. I'll watch over them and care for them. Their children will come back to this land, and they'll have the desire in their heart to know me. I'll be their God, and they'll be my people. But these people here in Judah are like the rotten figs. They're corrupt and rotten, and I'll treat them that way. I'll send them heartache, plague, and famine. And when I'm done, I'll throw Zedekiah and his people into the garbage." The Lord had Jeremiah send a letter to those in exile. He said, "Build houses in Babylon and plant gardens. Get married, have children, and help your children get married. Get involved with your community and help your city to prosper. Don't believe anyone who tells you that you won't be there long. It's not true. You'll be in exile for 70 years, so make yourself at home. I'll care for you. You can call on me whenever you want, and I'll listen. When the time of your exile is over, I'll bring you back here and restore to you all you left behind. The people here are like rotten figs. After I send them heartache, plagues, and famine, I'll throw them into the garbage."